Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you have an idea who those players are right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you think we're going to do?
I understand that you have players on your team.
Yeah, sure.
We have players on other teams also. That other players, you know, for specific to...
Yeah, we'll look at all 31 teams. Yeah, what do you think we're doing? We're in camp. We don't have watermelon rolls and badminton contests and all that. Yeah, we're working on football. We look at our team. We look at 31 teams. Yeah.
Watermelon rolls and badminton and cornhole? No, we do that during OTAs. We went to Fenway Park for that earlier this year. This time of year, we're looking at all the teams. We're looking for a possible trade. We're looking at guys that get cut across the league. Player movement.
What do you think we've been doing?
I don't know, Bill. What have you been doing? You certainly haven't been developing any wide receivers, because that doesn't look like a good situation right now. I know what you did this offseason. You traded away Brandon Cooks. Have you started to regret that yet, Bill? Have you started to think that maybe that wasn't the best move? To move on from that guy and move on from Danny Amendola in the same offseason. That's what I would wonder about. Absolutely. Let's get to this. You think they're going to make a deal? I said this yesterday. Yeah. I think there's a deal coming. I think there's a trade. I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised with a deal in the next 10 days.
You know, based on that Mike Reese comment on his little own website with that MikeReese.net.
Yeah.
.net.org, whatever the hell it was.
.kr.
Tate.
Yeah.
Circle guy like Brandon Tate.
Taekwondo and, Joe.
Yeah. For a Malcolm Brown or a Landon Roberts type player or the combination of that, I get the feeling that it's going to be somebody of Tate's caliber or better. That this isn't going to be
wait. You just said you get a sense?
I just get a feeling that...
A feeling?
I get a feeling that this could... sort of be a Brandon Tate or better type player that's going to be coming in here in a week.
Brandon Tate?
Not Brandon Tate. Golden Tate.
I'm like Brandon Tate. Okay. You think that minimum bar is Golden Tate?
I think minimum bar is Golden Tate.
Wow. That feels like an informed piece of opinion there.
So where would Golden Tate rank amongst these Patriots receivers right now?
Right now, the guys for week one? I'd argue that he could be better than any of the other guys they have.
So if he's better than him, they're probably bringing like close to a one.
Chris Hogan or Golden Tate, which one do you want for 1 year? Not for 3 years, for one.
Well, here's your thing, too. If that's the case,
Golden Tate.
It's going to be Golden Tate or better, then what the hell are you giving up to get this guy?
Well,
is this a blockbuster you're going to have on your hands next week,
makes sense because of what Mike Reese said, again, with a very specific piece of speculation on Golden Tate. And
what does Bill do sometimes? He likes to move a guy to a team that he knows that he can deal with.
Lions certainly check that box, even though they're on the schedule. There's an exemption when you've got one of your former protégés running the show there. And in multiple front office and head coach,
it's got to be a combination of things. It could be another team's one or two, and meaning a number one or a number two receiver, where it's not early in their career. It's not like year two or 4 or 5 year type deal.
Yeah,
it's more towards the back end of a deal. Maybe a guy whose production's gone down. Not to say that he's lost a burst. I'm not talking an Eric Decker type here. Okay, this is an Eric Decker, Joey Galloway type. This is where you could say, okay, this for whatever reason, maybe there's a new offense coming into this guy's team and a new system that probably not going to fit him well, but boy, would it work for him in New England. And it's got to be a good match like that.
Well, then that's not necessarily a Golden Tate level guy. I mean, Golden Tate's the guy who had 92 catches last year.
This is a guy that would come in here and think, you know, instant starter right away.
Golden Tate has been a 90-plus catch guy every year in Detroit, all 4 years that he's been there. Excuse me. He's going into his final year of his deal. And he's been surpassed in two receiver sets in Detroit, as we discussed yesterday from one of those reports out of Detroit. He's not on the field. So his role may start to be minimized there. They likely have no desire to sign him beyond this year. He's a guy who's 30 years old. Right. And they're not, you know, a team that I think is sort of going through another rebuild, even though they've got the quarterback and they've got pieces there. They just might not be into signing 31-year-old receivers. So, final year of the deal. They're going to move on from the player. The Patriots have some players that maybe they're ready to move on from. And that's why you end up with a very specific trade rumor from MikeReese.net. Not ESPN, but MikeReese.net. Golden Tate for Landon Roberts and Malcolm Brown. Does that feel like enough to you? Because that doesn't feel like enough. From my opinion on that, they would ask for more. MikeReese even said, Lions fans would say, you're not giving us enough.
For a non-starting receiver?
Well, no. See, he is a starting receiver. It's just that when they go with two wideouts in the preseason, they haven't been using Tate in those sets.
Right. I flip Malcolm Brown.
You can make the argument that he's now their third receiver.
For a first-round pick a couple years ago?
Yeah, but a guy that hasn't
produced. You could argue the Patriots are giving up too much.
Think about this. Think you would have, week five. Because I think Josh McDaniels can deal with this for 4 weeks. He's good enough as a coordinator, demanding enough to where he can use multiple formations and different sets, and he may carry an extra backdoor in that time or an extra tight end and then outright release the guy. But think about this week five when Edelman comes back. You got Edelman in the slot. You got Dorsett. You've got Hogan. You've got Gronkowski and Player X. And maybe Dorsett or Hogan. Maybe Hogan's allowed to do some more Hogan-type things. Where instead, just beating your head on the wall on the outside, let's keep throwing it up to him. Kick him inside. Be multiple. Say it's Golden Tate or somebody better. That's pretty good when you inject Burkhead and James White and everybody else in this lineup. They're going to have some weapons week five. As long as everybody stays healthy. That's another caveat.
If Edelman's the same guy.
I think he will be.
Yeah, I'm not convinced of that.
I talked to him last night. He says he's going to be an animal when he comes back.
Yeah, I mean, he can say whatever he wants. Yeah. But I'm not going based on what he has said. I'm just not convinced that a guy who is coming off an ACL, hasn't played in a year plus, at the age of 32 years old, is going to come back and be the same guy. A guy who relies on quickness quite a bit. 32. He's 32. Most receivers are not that great by the time they hit 32. He might be different. He might be one of those guys that does succeed in his 30s, but I'm not convinced of it. He's 32 with an ACL. We'll see. We will see. Adam's in Vermont. Hey, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, you guys are talking about wide receivers, and I really like the idea of the Golden Tate trade, but I also think the Patriots can look to, the players that they already have, and specifically Matthew Slater. Why isn't he taking a bigger role on the offense? And then secondly, we also have a need sort of in defense to cover running backs coming out of the backfield in passing situations. I think Matthew Slater has shown the speed, the tackling ability to also take on that role. And I just want to get your thoughts on that.
So?
I'm not doing this.
Why not? You're the football guy. Don't you want that?
It was the last time he dressed out for anything.
So you don't have a response to that question?
Yeah, I mean, he's not even really playing and practicing right now.
All right.
Working through an injury. But, I could get out the tape from that AFC Championship game on the deep posts. Those were fun.
McCone, you get anything
on this?
That
was fun calling that game.
I saw him kicking after practice, too. Maybe he could sub in for Gostkowski occasionally.
I agree.
Yeah. A lot of options there. Could be multiple.
I think he could snap it. Run back. Grab it, hold it. That's how good he is. 7-time Pro Bowler as a special teamer. Kick the ball, then run out, hurry up, and be a gunner on the right. Go down and be first, but just don't duck your head. I can see where that would screw him. You're so tired from the process.
So the more
you end up ducking his head down.
The more you can do, buddy. The more you can do.
I liked when they really came out a couple years ago, and he started at safety that game. That was a good game. What do you have? How many tackles do you have that game?
I don't recall.
45? Yeah. I mean,
Brendan's in the car. Brendan.
Oh, what's this dinging noise I'm hearing? I'm sounding like I'm getting on the train.
What'd he say?
I don't know. I'm going to hang up on him because it sounds like he cut out anyway. He's hearing some dinging noise. I think that's on his phone, not ours. We didn't hear it. We heard no dinging noise. Try us back, Brennan. Give us another call. We'll see if we can get a better connection. 617-779-0985. More on possible trades for the Patriots.
Good calls. Good calls.
Yes, but let's talk about Rob Gronkowski. A lot of guys have new deals in the NFL, including Odell Beckham Jr. Rob Gronkowski does not. Not even a tweak. We'll get to that next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rob, when you see these contracts like an Odell Beckham, that contract that Odell Beckham got and some other big receivers, just what's your reaction?
I mean, those are great players. He's a great player. He comes up clutch in many situations, and just his talent is second to none. So it's always good to see guys like that that got that talent. I mean, I'm in for the players always. I mean, I'm a player, so it's good to see that.
Kind of want to see tight ends maybe get more lumped in with the pass catcher category.
That'd be pretty cool.
We have something new coming here in the near future.
I'm always open for that.
Would you like something to be done before the season?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's not really my focus. I mean, I got a long season ahead and just trying to focus on what I need to really do and just let everything else play out.
A lot of guys have been paid in the NFL. Rob Gronkowski is not one of those guys, so.
Yeah.
A lot of money's been handed out, and he's not one of the guys that has been compensated. You're telling me that if you want to pick, again, do this argument for one season today, who do you want on your team, Rob Gronkowski or Odell Beckham Jr.? Who are you taking?
Gronk.
Gronk. The winner. Winning player. Monster. Absolute beast. Are there injury concerns? Yep, there always are.
Oh, there always are.
So when that guy's healthy, holy hell, look out.
It's the best tight end to ever play the game. I just look at it the way that you affect coverage and just see the way you people draw themselves to him. I thought he handled himself well there. That's my man at Freak William Benditson there. Would you like to be the tight end paid like that? Benditson with a good question there, though. But Gronk, I thought he handled
it well.
You
know what I thought was best there? My favorite part was the follow-up, which was, do you want to see tight ends get more lumped in as a pass-catching category?
Yeah.
As opposed to tight end versus receiver? I find this fascinating, this dynamic in the NFL where the tight ends, even if you're Rob Gronkowski, you don't make receiver money.
Like people,
who's got a harder job out of the two? Who's got a more difficult, more physical, demanding job out of those two positions?
Well, the tight end does.
Of course.
No doubt about it.
It's a harder job to do than be as good as he is.
You heard the guy from Philly cracking on Ertz. Not cracking on Ertz, but telling you, really, this guy doesn't block. He doesn't really want to be a blocker. He wants to be a pass catcher with his little wristbands and his gloves, you know, and his little neck rolls. Here's the thing with Gronk. There was like four straight questions of them trying to bait him into saying something about, I want a new contract, I want a new contract. I just thought that the way you look at it on paper, you don't have the tone of the interview. You know, you look at it on paper and see, you know, what's being talked about and discussed. Well, Gronk wants a new deal, or there's a headline click. I thought he handled himself really well right there because they're trying to bait him into saying something. I wanted, Gronk wants new deal before season starts. He didn't go down. He laughed at Benson there.
His laugh.
That's my man.
His laugh is something else. So, yeah. I mean, does he deserve more? I think so. Are you surprised?
I think we all know that, right?
Are you surprised that nothing has happened? Because I am. I thought by now we would have had something.
Yeah.
There would have been something different about his contract. And so far, he hasn't had it. He hasn't gotten there yet. Sort of disappointing for him, I'm guessing, to watch Odell Beckham Jr. sign a 5-year, $95 million deal.
But he's telling you right there. I mean, at least Odell Beckham Jr. is one of your better receivers in the league. If I'm Gronkowski, I'm sitting there looking at the Sammy, and supposedly from what everybody says, the one that really pissed him off this offseason when Sammy Watkins went to Kansas City and got what he got there, and then you see the way Cooks is making the money. Those are the guys you look at and say, okay, you're not a game changer. You're not a game breaker. At least OBJ is a game changer. Now, you could elevate him into that category, and we could have that discussion or debate. I still like guys like Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones, you know, Antonio Brown's my favorite receiver in the league. I think he's the best. You know, but we could sit here and debate whether OBJ deserves to be a top five guy or not. We could have that discussion. can't have a discussion with Brandon Cooks and Sammy Watkins at company.
I just don't love the
That's what Gronk looks at and said, that's BS, man.
Just call me when Odell Beckham Jr. wins something. Because I think you're going to be waiting a long time. That's what I think so.
I can't. It's going to be interesting to see how he reacts with all this money. And say it's not right with he and Eli this year. Because everybody says, you know, this could be Eli's potential last year.
He got asked yesterday. He got asked yesterday about his maturity, and he said, I'm growing up. Like,
that's nice.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you're finding time to grow up while you just signed a contract for worth nearly $100 million.
So he dyes his hair intentionally, correct, to be blonde?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Sal in Maine. Sal, take it away.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Just realized that Brandon Marshall is projected to be released by the Seahawks.
No, thank you.
Do you think he would be a good fit with the Pats?
Hard pass on that.
Nope. Played against him a lot. I think you have a pretty good beat and or understanding of what he is. This guy doesn't separate. I love his strength. I love how he catches the ball with his hands. I just don't think it's a road you want to go down.
He's 34 years old.
He's
34 years old.
No, thank you.
No. Not doing that.
He's a phenomenal shape.
I don't think there's much left.
I'd rather take a flyer on T.O. right now.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Come on down from Canada.
Josh is in New Hampshire. Josh?
Hi. So I was thinking doing a deal with Denver. I feel like Demaryius might be on the way out because Emmanuel Sanders. And then my last comment is on Gronk. I think for Gronk to get a contract, stay healthy, go back to the old Gronk when you used to know. Or if you get injured, then you're gone. I feel like that's the way I see his situation.
All right, Josh, glad you brought up Demaryius Thomas as it relates to Rob Gronkowski to tie those two together. If you bring in Demaryius Thomas, he's making more than Gronk. How do you think that goes over?
Not well.
Not well. Which doesn't that tell you that's why they probably wouldn't do it? They sort of like to keep intact the scale, the pay scale within the locker room.
You want to throw those two words in there, Denver Broncos, and you want to have some discussions? I'll take that guy, the other guy. Manny Sanders. Give me Emmanuel Sanders.
I'm with you on that.
That is a Jarvis Landry type guy with more speed.
But the price is going to be more for Emmanuel Sanders. You have to give something.
If I got to take one of those two guys, don't be saying me that. Don't be coming in here next week and saying, okay, Patriots make a big deal, ship two good players out for Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, I can't have that. I can't tolerate
now,
that.
Demaryius Thomas coming in here would be better than what they have. I understand that. I won't argue on that. But I've called too many games where this guy shut it down. Saw it.
His base salary this year is $8.25 million. That's Manny Sanders, as you like to call him. Brendan in the car. Brendan, back on the line. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
Hey. What's up, B?
Not much. How you guys doing? Where are we getting these crazy suggestions from? Matt Slater playing linebacker. Do you think they trade a running back here to maybe move for a receiver? They have seven guys, and I only see five making the team. I mean, whether it's Hill, Burkhead, or Gillislee, I just think there's too many bodies there already.
Hill and Burkhead are here.
They have seven guys?
You got one guy on the block.
Seven? There's not seven running backs on the roster.
If you throw...
If you count Ralph Webb.
Yeah, if you count
I'm
Webb
not.
And Devlin.
Devlin's not a running back. You don't count him.
MH. Meathead.
I'm not counting him as a running back.
Love that guy. Love him.
I need to look at this now. Ralph Webb's worth nothing.
There is, but you're, that's counting like Kalfani Muhammad.
You want me to count Kenneth Farrow? No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people knocking at your door for Kenneth Farrow.
What was the name you just said?
Poggi. Still have Poggi on the list.
All right, take away those guys. You still have seven.
Kalfani Muhammad.
Yeah. Take away those guys. You still have seven.
He'll
you
be
have
playing Burkhead, tomorrow night.
White, and Michelle.
He'll be playing tomorrow night. Oh, you go, boys.
Michelle,
James
Hill,
White is here.
Burkhead, Bolden, White, Gillislee. Oh, that's God. Six. Who's seven?
You know what? You know what?
Ralph Webb.
I'm not counting Ralph Webb. And Ralph Webb's not worth anything in a trade.
We're not on air tomorrow, Friday, or Tuesday. We won't talk to you again until next
Wednesday.
Well, I'm
on air tomorrow. You're not. I'm on for pregame and postgame.
Well, pregame, postgame.
Where I will continue conversations such as
these. Do some roster projections.
Yeah, I will continue to do those things tomorrow, 3 hours before, 3 hours after. I know you're a hotshot now and you're on TV, but some of us over here in radio still got to do our job, you know?
I see, buddy.
What?
I see, bro.
Huh? Speak up. I can't hear you.
I'm saying. I can't. I have my headphones down.
What do you want to do about roster projections?
How many running backs are you going to keep?
You want to talk about this specifically? Yeah. All right. How does the running back situation shake out? Zoe gives us his thoughts on that after these headlines with McCone.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox with an 8-7 walk-off win over the Marlins last night. David Price gets the start for Boston tonight. Marlins going to counter with Trevor Richards. First pitch is at 6:35. Yankees got a walk-off home run from Neil Walker last night in a 5-4 win over the White Sox. So the Red Sox lead in the AL East remains at 6.5 games. In the NFL, Patriots getting ready for their preseason game against the Giants tomorrow. This will be the last time we see Julian Edelman before his 4-game suspension kicks in. So what will Edelman do with his time away?
You know, taking extra time to get my knee feeling great, getting my other ankles feeling great, this, that, everything. Because, I mean, you know, a lot of guys worked hard, a lot of guys have done some good things, and you've seen improvement. And, you know, it's been a competitive group in our room, in every room, all rooms, the rookies, the guys that are from other teams. I mean, this is the beginning of the start of, you know, 2018 mold. So I'll definitely be watching, and I'll have my Patriots hat on and probably a soda, popcorn.
All right, tough morning for the Browns. Michael Kendrick has been charged with insider trading. He allegedly provided $10,000 in cash and Eagles tickets in exchange for the inside stock information. The linebacker has already issued an apology on Twitter. Dez Bryant said on Twitter last night that he'll likely wait until later in the season to sign with the team. And Adam Schefter reporting this morning that the Packers have traded quarterback Brett Hundley to the Seahawks for a 2019 sixth-round pick. Sports Headlines brought to you by Gould Construction Institute. Looking to advance your construction career? GCI has high-quality, accessible training. Enroll now for September classes. Visit gwgci.org. I'm Tim McConnell, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports. Every next update, 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
Is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Tell me how the running back situation plays itself out for the Patriots.
Well, obviously, you have James White. You get Burkhead. Jeremy Hill, I think, is a lock.
Okay, Hill's a lock.
Any disagreements yet?
All right, so wait. You're just naming the guys. Who's on the roster for sure?
I'm going with Burkhead.
Yep.
White.
Yep.
Hill.
Yep.
Michelle. Oh, yeah, obviously, Sony Michel, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
You got Brandon Bolden.
Yep.
Because he's a special teamer, and he could also fill in a pinch as the fourth or fifth back. I don't know what you want to do with Devlin. I classify him more of a blocker with a tight end sort of
Devlin
grouping.
Makes the roster. I don't think there's any way he's gone. Didn't Devlin just sign a new contract, too?
Yeah, Devlin's here.
Yeah, Devlin's not going anywhere, and I don't count him in this group.
That's about it. That's
okay,
about it.
So Gillislee is out still.
I would say Gillislee's out.
What if you've got guys that are going to be injured and you need to have more guys on your team?
Well, then I think this is a period where potentially a guy like that you could keep, but the problem is he's vested and the contract would be guaranteed if he's on the roster week one. So you may be more inclined to take a younger back or keep
Ralph Webb.
Webb? That guy runs hard.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's against threes and fours and take it for what it's worth, but I don't think you're looking at it and saying, hey, Ralph Webb's going to be in there with the ones on week one, but I think in a pinch, if all three backs go down, can you go with a guy like Ralph Webb? Yeah, you could hand him the ball. Sure. Sure. And I think this affects the type of tight ends you keep, too. So, say you could deal a guy like Gillislee, you know, at the trade deadline. Say if you're going to outright cut him, try and find something for him. I don't know, bring in a fifth receiver. Who knows? Who knows who's going to want Mike Gillislee? But, I mean, he ran hard the other night. So, he just doesn't have that breakaway ability, I think, that like Hill does. Hill seems like he gets more when he runs. So I'm just going by with what I see. And that's no offense to Mike Gillislee. I thought he was good last year, and he came out of the gate, scored three touchdowns. I thought it was going to be great. And he ended up getting hurt, and it never worked out for him. And that next thing you know, we were looking at Deion Lewis. Hey, things change in this league quickly. Mm-hmm. We remember last year at this time saying, boy, Deion Lewis has played a lot of preseason football. What are they doing with him? They're showcasing him. They're going to trade him, right? Remember, he was sort of, I don't want to say disgruntled, but yeah, I understand. I'm playing a lot. We know what it is. I want the opportunity, this and that, and he's got to prove himself. He kept talking about having to prove himself. He ended up being your feature back as the season went on. And then when it's money time, you go to James White. James White's your money guy. No doubt about it. But then it could affect the way you look at the tight end position, because I think it's Gronkowski, Hollister as the backup, and I think Dwayne Allen makes his team.
I think that I think you're right about Gillislee, though. I think Gillislee is a guy who's going to get cut. And I've thought that all along, and as we get closer here, I still think that's the way it's going to play out.
What's the type of guy you'd love to keep on, like, the practice
squad? Maybe, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, they don't seem very concerned about Rex Burkhead's injury.
No.
The rest of us are concerned, but they're not concerned, despite there being some issues with that knee. Stephen Carver. Steve, what do you got for us?
Hey, I got two things. First off, Hugh Jackson is an idiot. But how many times on Hard Knocks last night did we see him get distracted during meetings, whether it was calling out guys' haircuts or putting up that picture of Baker Mayfield? Like, does he actually talk any football? Like, is he a comedian or football coach?
No, I mean, they're in those meetings for 3-4 hours, and they're showing you the stuff that they think's amusing. That's his way of having fun with the team. So it's not like he's doing that every second of meetings, you know?
That makes sense. That makes sense. And my second thing is, I don't know if you guys want to check this out, but NFL, they made this series called Top 10 Plays for, like, the top 10 or top 20 best players in the league. And Tom Brady obviously had his own little video. And 8 of the top 10 plays of Tom Brady's season last year were to Brandon Cooks. I didn't realize that, how many big plays this guy made, whether it was a catch against the Texans or catch against the Steelers. Or he made big plays for this team, and I didn't really realize it because I wasn't mad when he got traded. But watching that video, like, Tom Brady must have been pissed when this guy got traded.
Maybe not that far, but would it have some sort of expectation of, we got to replace what that guy gave us?
Yeah.
They haven't done that.
The guy practiced every week. The guy never missed games. He was durable. I mean, for a little guy, he was durable. And that's something you need to replace, too. Not only just the production and catches, but just the ability to work through things and be there and be on the field and go through the offensive scheme to help it grow. That's something you need to replace, too. Now, Cooks did have some good downfield plays. I'm not trying to say Brandon Cooks is a bust here, but it really was, it was a forced fit, if that makes any sense. It fit, but it was a forced fit.
He wasn't even close to a bust. Not even close. I mean, no, but very productive season.
I'm not killing him. I like just expected bit more bigger plays, Beetle. You and I sat here down at camp last year and just saw him just run by guys and deep posts and deep in cuts. And just like, wow, this guy's going to blow doors off.
He was still one of the better outside guys they had in some time.
Sure was.
I just think that's
better than anything you have right now.
Yeah, so. And better than anything you have on your roster at the moment. Bill in Amherst. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
I've heard several times that, you know, you've been talking about wide receivers and how much we're thin on that. And a couple of people have mentioned Josh Gordon. And every time they mention that, you guys just kind of scoff it off. Like, there's absolutely no way that, you know, you'd be interested in a guy like that. Let me tell you, he's a soft-spoken, respectful kid. He's a really good guy. And I spoke with him about this, as a matter of fact. And
Josh Gordon? You spoke to Josh Gordon? Bill, you spoke to Josh Gordon directly. How do you know him? Friend of yours?
We were in rehab together.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay.
2 weeks. Okay. Yep. And he said, you know, I'm a Pats fan, so we're, you know, and I said to him, I'm like, Josh, I would love to see you come to New England. And he said, I would love to come to New England. He just repeated that over and over. And let me tell you, I mean, I spent 2 weeks with the kid. He's a good guy. He's not a punk. He's a beast. And I just think that, you know, maybe you should take a second thought about that. You know, I mean, maybe we could get him. He's not even active with the Browns yet.
Let me sum this up for you in one sentence. Josh Gordon, since 2014, going back to 2014, so that means the 14 season, 15 season, 16 season, 17 season, that's 4 seasons of football, has played a total of 10 games in 4 seasons. That's why. Nobody here called him a punk. No one said he was outspoken. I'm just telling you, you can't count on the guy to be there. He's played in 10 games in 4 seasons.
We just talked about
that sucks.
We just talked about a guy in Brandon Cooks that not only gave you really good numbers on paper, but the guy never missed a practice, never missed a snap, stayed extra, stayed early, stayed late, you name it. That guy was there. And you need to find a way with a grouping of guys to give you what a single guy got. And boy, just Josh Gordon does not fit that description.
Josh Gordon has played in 10 total football games, and in that time, the Patriots have won 2 Super Bowls.
I'll never forget him running past
10 games.
Keeps blowing Aqib Talib's doors off, though. I'm like, wow, this guy's going to be really, really good. And that was before the 2014 season, Beetle, you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because then they got Revis after that. After Talib, they got Revis. So you're like, wow.
Okay. I think that Todd Haley has the best reaction to when he shows up. Oh, he's here? Great. Fabulous.
And what do you want me to do, Hugh?
And what would you like me to do? Bend over backwards and tell him how great he is? What do you want?
Like, Hugh's like, hey, man, Eagle has landed.
Last night, the fish.
Down.
Fish is down here. Low. Fish is here. Yeah. Caught a big fish. Like, what? Okay, and
take his shirt off. They, you know what it is?
Again, this
the
is
the
difference.
Takes his shirt off. And
so last week it was the bird has landed, and this week he said the fish is.
This week he called him a fish. Said they reeled in a big fish.
So he reminds
Here's again the difference between Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. Todd Haley knows what winning looks like. Hugh Jackson doesn't. That's why Hugh Jackson gets enamored with a guy who's got plenty of talent and ability, can't be relied upon, can't be counted on.
See, here's what it is, Hugh. I'm more worried about this kid Callaway, and what I'm trying to do is get Jarvis Landry, take him under his wing, and you're telling me that the fish is here and a bird is here. Thanks. Yeah. Mammals or birds. Burble. Whatever you want.
Fish
whatever
is not a mammal. Fish is not a mammal.
Lion.
There he is, Hugh Jackson. The man himself.
I'm playing human, just like we like
and
it.
And I will continue.
Like every day.
I will continue to brush off Josh Gordon's suggestions. I will continue to do that. Although I do appreciate, Bill, I do appreciate the effort to start recruiting guys to the Patriots while in rehab. That, to me, and you've earned your stripes as a Patriots fan when you start
Pats
doing things
right
like
there.
That.
Good
that's true good fan
good job,
right
Bill.
There. 617-779-0985. We'll talk to Revolution head coach Brad Friedel next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We expect to be speaking with Brad Friedel any moment now. Paulie's in the truck. Hey, Paulie, go ahead.
I like him. Yeah, I do. I like him.
Paulie!
Yeah.
What do you think he's doing, Zoe? Well, he's got the radio on. That's for sure.
I'm talking to you. Watch this.
This is so obnoxious. I'm putting him on hold. How hard is that, so? How hard is it just to listen? Just to listen. Called 11 minutes ago. It's not like he's been waiting for a long time. I can't hear Zoe.
I'm here.
There you go. I got you.
Yeah, I heard Paulie.
Paulie, you want to try this now? Which means he's not even listening on the radio either. What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
It says roster cuts. I wanted to hear what his roster cuts were. I want to hear what.
Yeah, I will not do my 53 until I hear Paulie's. That's
you
why
want,
I.
That's you
why
want
I
that want. Critical opinion and piece of information from Paulie. Paulie's got some keen insight.
He's got you remember Jack Welch with voice of the fan. I got the eye of the fan.
Paulie, you want to try it now?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
I was talking to one of the neighbors. I said, watch, they'll call me as I'm talking to you. You know, and sure enough, I turned the radio up, and there it was. Sorry about that.
All right, what do you got? Who do you want to cut?
All right. Talking about the cuts, you know what? I'd go bold, because Brookhead reminds me of Patrick. Stein reminds me of Patrick Pass. He does remind me of Patrick Pass. He's never on the field. I'd keep Gillisley and cut Brookhead. I would. For the extra back guy who can carry the ball up in between the tackles, I would do that. Last week, I wanted to talk about moving Jason McCourty to safety, and lo and behold, they did it. I wasn't able to get on. I don't know. I was sleeping through most of the game, but I tell you what, I don't like Richards. He's a good hitter when he gets a proper angle on a tackle, and he can bring the leather, but he can't cover for nothing. And Daron Holman, he's the opposite. He's a decent cover guy, not a great cover guy, a decent cover guy. He won't let guys get behind him. He plays smart, but he's not tough at all. I do not like his lack of physicality at that position. And I think Jason McCourty, you know, who Devin's done it, he's his twin brother. Why can't he? I think that's how he has to make the team, because if he has to make the team as a corner, I think he gets cut.
All right, Paulie. So he says Jason McCourty makes it as a safety. I don't know that we've talked about that this week. How did you interpret Jason McCourty moving to safety last week? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
He's never played it before. He knew they were going to do it. I think his comment was what? He asked to potentially try that, meaning it's not working at corner. So you're looking for another angle to say, where do I have all this value added for myself this late in my career to where I can garnish or earn a roster spot? Play a little corner, play a little safety. And I just think you look at who you're playing against late in that game, you know, backup quarterbacks, the ball hung. It was an inside post corner route that he didn't get close to making. And I thought he had a chance to get to the ball, didn't get there. And I just thought that was the one. I don't know. I just felt like it's not going to work out. That's the way I feel about it.
Hey, so remember
right now, gun to my head, I don't think he's going to make it.
Remember Tyler Lockett?
Yes,
Tyler Lockett.
He's okay.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good wide. I mean, I'd put him in that, you know, below Cooks and those guys. That ranking type.
3-year extension today for Tyler Lockett, who's heading into his fourth season of his rookie deal. His base salary was $705 million. They just gave him a new deal, 3 years, $20 million.
$705 million, that's a lot.
What did I say?
$705 million.
I'm sorry, I meant to say his base salary was scheduled to be $705,000. My bad. He reports, Garofalo says, new deal, 3 years, $20 million guaranteed, and a base...
What?
Listen... And a base total value of $31.8 million, max value of $37.8 million over the next 3 years.
Oh. See, these are the ones that piss Gronk off, okay?
Rob Gronkowski.
This is what we just talked about 10 minutes ago.
Must lose his mind when he sees these deals.
Keep the OBJs, the Fitzgeralds, and out of it. I thought Rob handled himself well when he's asked about that. Get the same reporters. Get him in there with Rob and ask him about Tyler Lockett, what he got. Let's see if we get the same answer. He would probably go, Tyler who? And from where? Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett just got more than $10 million a year. With $20 million
over. Where are they getting their money?
$20 million guaranteed over the next 2 years.
Oh, man.
That's an absurd contract. That is crazy.
Oh, my. I'm stunned. Stunned by that.
That would drive me crazy because, as you said earlier, you know what? Game changer like Odell Beckham Jr., you understand getting a big payday. Tyler Lockett? For what?
Is he like Giants? If the Giants ever got rid of OBJ and, you know, you got an old fading quarterback, they would get killed for that, you know, from a perception standpoint.
Brutal.
Public perception standpoint. This is the one that skews and sends all these contracts into tizzies, is that you got these average to above average receivers making this kind of bank. And you got game changers like Gronkowski. Now, I know he's a tight end, but he does everything. I mean, you're down a Super Bowl like that in the fourth quarter. I don't see Brady saying, boy, let's get the ball and force feed Tyler Lockett. You force feed Gronkowski.
Ilya and Menden on this quickly on the wide receiver contracts. Crazy money.
Maybe Zoe can help me with this. Why can't the owners just, like, make a stand and just say, look, we're going to pay these guys this much. We're not going to take our pants off for these little wide receivers. Like, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, At first, I kind of didn't want to side with.
They don't do it here. They don't do it here. These are rogue owners that allow their teams and GMs to do this.
Well, Ilya, I'll tell you this: I'm not going to root for the owners to collude against wide receivers. That's not what I'm asking for.
No,
to pay the guys.
Randy Moss, and you paid him. Randy Moss made almost $30 million in 3 years.
I'm just saying,
I
don't want the receivers to make less than what they're making. I want the tight ends to make more.
I want it to be fair, somewhat fair.
Yeah, I would like it for a tight end to be valued as what he is. You know, Zach Ertz. Okay, so he's not the best blocker for the Philadelphia Eagles, as we learned last night. Yeah, what is he as a receiver? He's a damn good one. Damn good pass catcher.
Ertz, Kelsey, Delanie Walker, those guys.
Yes.
Where does Rob Gronkowski fit? That Rob Gronkowski still separates above and beyond that group.
Because he can block. Because he can actually play his position. He's not a guy who just makes catches. 90 seconds, no commercials. Here's McCone. Friedel, I guess we had a mix-up. I think he's going to be with us at the end of the noontime hour. So we'll figure that out. He did not call, and I think there was maybe a mix-up.
So I'll still be here, and it won't be just Friedel and the Beetle.
Yes. You will still be here at the end of that hour. Zoe's leaving at 1 o'clock today, traveling with the team. That's why he's in Foxborough. Here's McCone back here with me in the Town Fair Tire Studios.
Lockett.
He's got the headlines.